Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from District Metals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol DMX. We are chatting with the president and CEO, Garrett Ainsworth. Just to bring everybody up to speed, District Metals is a base metals exploration company based in Sweden. Company has one flagship project that they are currently drilling, as well as a couple other projects that were just acquired this year that has, or at least exploration has started on these projects with a couple airborne surveys, building up drill targets. We're going to get a broad exploration overview here from Garrett, starting with a couple news releases. One released November 1st, another released October 25th. They're updating us on this phase two 5,000 meter program at the Tom Tebow property. That is the company's flagship project. Now, we don't have drill results here, but you are outlining what you're seeing in the core. We are seeing 30 meters of continuous intense sulfide mineralization and 11 meters of continuous massive sulfide mineralization. Garrett, simplify what this means for investors as you're progressing with this drill program.
Right, yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, when we explain massive sulfide mineralization, that truly is just pure sulfides. So, and sulfides being, you know, pyrite, sphalerite, which is where the zinc comes from, galena, which is where the lead comes from, and the silver as well, chalcopyrite, where the copper and the gold hang out. So it's extremely heavy core. It's very impressive. I mean, in hole 25, which is a 120 meter down plunge step out from hole one, and I should mention hole one was drilled in the phase one program, and it hit 8.2 meters of about 21% zinc equivalent. But hole 25 has now hit 11 meters of massive sulfides. So it's a very aggressive step out, and it's hit, very significant massive sulfide mineralization. And then we followed up with hole 28, which went, right in between hole 25 and hole one. And, we hit 30.4 meters of intense sulfide mineralization, with almost 17 of that being massive sulfides. And the remainder of it was not massive sulfides, but it was, you know, everything from disseminated to veinlets and blebs and clots and semi-massive. So very significant, and it will, return likely quite good grade. But obviously the massive sulfide is your super high grade. But it's not the only thing that gets mined out in the region. At say Boliden's Garpenberg mine, they're also mining out just the more intense sulfide mineralization along with the massive sulfide.
Yeah, Gary, one of the things that strikes me from this news release is just how wide some of these intercepts are and the continuity that you're seeing in these holes. So maybe you can speak to that, too. It's not just you're getting little hits here. You're getting nice wide hits, 30 meters, 13 meters. So I guess that's got to be encouraging from your end when you see those kind of results coming back.
Definitely it is, Chad. Yeah. So, I mean, the phase one program was all about testing, the majority of the historic Tom Tebow trend. And now, we're focusing in on areas where, we had very successful results, such as our hole one. So hole 25 and 28 are, hitting, good continuity from hole one. We've actually tagged into two different lenses is what's being interpreted at this point in time. And we're hitting it at what looks to be, very close to true width as well, which is significant. When we're getting like 11 meters of massive sulfides and almost 17 meters of massive sulfides. So we're definitely starting to see some critical mass come together with holes 1, 25, and 28 at the Steffenberg zone.
So Garrett, how is this going to continue to progress, this program? Because you are through about 2,000 meters of this phase two program. Again, you don't have these results back. Is that impacting how you're drilling out the rest, the 3,000 meters still remaining in that program?
So we've got, one rig is testing regional targets, and that doesn't get affected at all by drill assay results or whatnot. The second rig is, following up on the phase one drill program where we had good hits, Steffenberg's, Gorgsgruven, Oscarsgruven. So it's all kind of going according to plan, and we're going to continue to use downhole EM surveys and whole rock geochem in order to continue to keep going aggressively at depth and along strike. So its assays are not really causing us any issues right now, or you know, not getting them on a very quick turnaround. But I should mention, with hole 25, we should be getting drill assays back fairly quickly, like definitely before the end of the year.
So in terms of a couple of zones that are outlined in these news releases, we had some color on drill hole into the Gordon's Grooven zone, as well as the Steffensburg zone. What are you excited about at each of these? What should be noted for each of these zones?
So yeah, Steffensburg zone is, as previously mentioned, we're getting good continuity with a massive sulfide lens, and it remains open at depth. So we're going to continue going at depth and trying to build even more critical mass there. At Gord's Grooven, you know, we drilled a hole down dip, and that's the copper gold feeder zone. We didn't hit a huge amount of sulfides there, but definitely the alteration is quite strong, and it tells us that the system is very much alive and well. So, you know, using the downhole EM surveys and whole rock geochemistry is really going to be our guide there, with the advice from, you know, our technical advisor, Rodney Allen, who's been just so crucial, and Hein Rat, our country manager as well.
Well, Garrett, let's also shift over to some of the work that you're doing at two of the new projects. You're starting to fly some of the airborne electromagnetic surveys and magnetic surveys using the SkyTEM. I know that this is similar to what you've done on your other projects, so why don't you walk us through what the game plan is for early exploration at the two new projects?
Definitely, yeah. So yeah, Groove Barriots and Svarjo are two new acquisitions that we closed on them in October. And really just the same game plan of exploration that we use at Tom Tebow, which is, you know, obviously been very successful for us, is what we're applying to these two new acquisitions. So in doing so, I mean, the first steps, you start your compilation of any available historical information. Then you fly your airborne survey. So we've got a SkyTEM survey that will give us it'll show us like conductive anomalies and magnetic anomalies, which are, you know, quite often associated with polymetallic mineralization in the Bergslagen district. So we should have results out on the SkyTEM survey at both the new acquisitions in January or February. And then, you know, while I was actually in Sweden, we obviously went and visited both projects and did some prospecting and sampling along some of the mineralized trends. I was really impressed with Groove Barriott. We basically walked for a kilometer at picking up pieces of massive sulfide. And so that is definitely going to be a focus, along with Tom Tebow, obviously, in the first half of 2022.
So does that mean you should have a drill rig on at least one of these projects by the first half of 2022? Is that reasonable to expect?
Absolutely. Yeah. So, I mean, obviously Tom Tebow's the flagship, and we're going to continue, you know, going back and drilling and following up on our successful results. But I'd say next in line is Groove Barriott. I mean, it's got this, this north zone that's got continuous mineralization across a strike length of 550 meters. Historical drilling is showing that, and then also down to a vertical depth of 160 meters, but it's wide open. We know these systems go like down to 1600 meters at the Garpenberg mine and also at the Zinkgruvan mine. So yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun to just basically walk up and to these drill targets, but also have good support from the other, the geophysical surveys that we do and some mapping and sampling and prospecting.
Well, Garrett, just from a larger perspective, I know that, you know, for this phase two, the goal was to do around 5,000 meters. I know you've got about 2,000 or 3,000 meters that you've drilled. Do you think you'll make it to all 5,000 by the end of the year on your phase two program? And then what will next year's drill program look like for all these projects?
So yeah, it looks like we'll definitely get to the 5,000 meter mark. Should be wrapping up by the end of November, early December. It's been a extremely well-run drill program, very efficient. It looks like we'll definitely be under our budget of $300 Canadian per meter all in. That'll set us up for, you know, phase three drilling, and the meters that we select for phase three will be dependent upon the results that you know, we get in the phase two. But I mean, it would be pretty safe to say, you know, 5,000 meters for a phase three would make sense. And I say that without it being approved by the board or anything like that. And then Groove Barriott, based on the 550 meter strike length of mineralization that's open at wide open at depth, you know, I could see definitely 3,000 to 5,000 meters on that project. So both Tom Tebow and Groove Barriott being drilled in the first half of 2022. And then next in line would be Svarjo. There's some really good targets there, especially to the southwest of the historic Svarjo mine, which had very significant production of over 1 million tons of ore. We had grades that were actually better than what was produced at Boliden's Garpenberg mine last year. So still kind of getting our heads around what the meterage would be at Svarjo, but I could definitely see a maiden program being, you know, 2,500 meters or possibly more.
Okay, good exploration update there, Garrett. I do have to ask you then, where does the company stand in terms of cash in the bank to move forward with all this exploration?
Yeah, so we're sitting at about 2.6 million currently. Like I said, it's the drilling's going so well, so it looks like we're gonna, you know, after all the bills are paid, we'll come out of the other side of this work program and the programs at the two new acquisitions with over $1 million in the treasury by 2022.
All right, Garrett, appreciate this update. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of District Metals, so we'll be following up as more news hits the market. I'll also post a link below this interview to the news section on the company's website so you can read through those three news releases that we have covered here. Garrett, thank you for your time. We'll chat again on the back of some more news. Have a great weekend.